Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Now here's your host, Michelle Bond.
Welcome to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on 1150 AM KKNW in Seattle, WBLQ, Connecticut, Rhode Island in New York. I'm the wholeness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body, and we got a show for you today. But before we get started, Benny, did you guys enjoy those tomatoes I brought to you?
We love them. Thank you so much. Yes, they were fantastic.
Great. I swear to God, it's wonderful, the abundance that I've been getting out of my garden. But you know what? I've been eating so many tomatoes, I think I'm going to turn into one.
Please don't. I'd love you to kind of roll yourself in here every once in a while. But...
yeah, exactly. Yeah, so... So the tomato season is just about over, and I've been making everything under the sun that you can imagine to make from tomatoes, and I'm starting to create some new recipes, which I will share later on with everybody. But finally, what I did was I made took some tomatoes and made some bolognese sauce to go with this lasagna that I absolutely love. Now, I normally don't eat pasta because I don't really like it. I only like it if it's really creamy and it's got the Alfredo, you know, the really high fattening stuff.
The good stuff.
Yeah, the good stuff. But and forget lasagna, the way we make it here. I just have never really gotten into it. But I traveled to Italy and ended up in a wonderful area called Lake Como and was staying at this little inn that was right on the water there. It was just so beautiful. And as we pulled up to the inn, it was time for lunch, and they were serving lasagna. But this was not lasagna like any I'd ever seen. It was ooey, gooey, creamy, cheesy, melt in your mouth, yummy lasagna.
Stop right now. Stop it.
I know. It was crazy. So, and they made it with fresh pasta that they had made there. They made it with the buffalo milk mozzarella cheese.
Ooh.
Yes. And, of course, the tomatoes from their region and a lovely bolognese sauce. And so when I came back to the States, I looked everywhere for a recipe like that, and I couldn't find any until finally I discovered Tyler Florence's recipe. Now, he's traveled to Italy and I think some other places as well. And I think one of his shows, he did a lasagna kickoff or whatever, you know, one of those best of lasagnas. So I found his recipe, and that is the closest I've been able to find to that recipe that lasagna that I had in Italy in Lake Como. And oh my gosh, I made that this weekend for my husband, and he just loves it. We just sit there and eat it and eat it and eat it. So what I did is I got artisanal homemade pasta, because I don't really like to make pasta because I'm not a big pasta eater, so I don't make it myself. But I went to PCC. You can also get it at Whole Foods. And I got some locally made artisanal pasta sheets. And I used the buffalo milk mozzarella that you can get from Costco. Actually, it's a lot cheaper if you get it from
no
Costco.
No kidding. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
There you go.
And it is from Italy. It's imported straight from Italy.
Oh, cool.
Yes. Yes.
Way to go, Costco merchandisers.
Yeah, exactly. It's amazing. You can get it at Whole Foods, too. And PCC might carry it, but it is a little bit – it's pretty expensive when you buy it there. Yeah, and so I made my bolognese sauce, and I put – you put milk in it, and I used raw milk that I get because I really think that's the most nutritious. But if you're going to do raw milk, you got to make sure that you are getting organic grass-fed milk from organic grass-fed cows to make sure that it's clean and that – And it's good to know if the farm will let you come visit, because then you know that they are not trying to hide anything and that it's very clean and the milk's good. So I made that, and it was ooey gooey, creamy, delicious, melt in your mouth lasagna. So the end of the summer is here upon us, and pretty soon all the herbs are going to be dying off. So it's time to start putting them up. So I have a suggestion for what to do with some of those herbs, and that leads me to What the Bleep.
And now, the Michelle Bonds What the segment.
Okay, what do we do with all these herbs that we have in our garden? And if we don't put them up, they're going to die because the winter comes and that's what happens. So what I do is you can take them, obviously, and chop them up and freeze them. And every herb stands up to freezing pretty well except for basil. It just gets destroyed when you freeze it. So if you want to put up your basil, the thing to do is to put it in ice. So what you would do is you would take it and chop it up and put it in some water and make ice cubes out of it. And then when you are going to make it in, you know, put it in your spaghetti sauce or whatever, you just put the cubes in there and you got your basil. But what you can do with your other herbs like tarragon, you can do this with basil as well. Basil, rosemary, thyme, whatever, is you can make a simple syrup out of them. And then freeze a simple syrup. Now, what do you do with the simple syrup? Well, first of all, it's going to have the flavor of the herb. And you can take it and throw it in mineral water, sparkling mineral water. And please, if you're getting sparkling mineral water, make sure you get the kind that comes in a glass bottle, not a plastic bottle. So you're not getting the plastic toxins leaching into your sparkling mineral water. And throw a little bit into that water, and you've got yourself a soda. And it's low in and all the sugars, so you're not getting that much sugar, and you're getting the essence of the herb. And now some of these herbs have medicinal properties, like the tarragon I talked about has a lot of antioxidants in it. And then rosemary actually is very good for your memory and for your brain. So how you do this is you take the herbs and you chop them up, you don't really have to chop them up that finely because you're going to make an infusion. So you get about a whole cup of these herbs. Now pack it in there pretty good. And then you take equal parts of water to sugar and make sure you're using organic sugar and heat it on the stove until the sugar melts. So for instance, you take 1 cup of water to 1 cup of organic sugar and mix that up, put it in a pot, and put it on the stove until it melts. Now, if you have done this before with white sugar, you'll realize that the organic sugar is taking a little bit longer to melt than or dissolve than the white sugar does. And that's okay. And the water is also going to be a different color. It's going to be a little brown because the organic sugar has not been treated, and so it's natural. And so it's a little brown, but that's okay. Now, you take this hot syrup, and you take your cup of herbs and put the herbs in this hot syrup after it's hot. And take it off the stove and let it sit there and steep for 15 minutes. And then you strain the herbs out. And you can strain it in the simple syrup and put it into ice cube trays or however you want to freeze it. You can also get those glass jars that you use for canning and preserving. You can get the ones that you can put in the freezer, and you can put that in there and then stick that in the freezer, and you will have simple syrup throughout the winter that you can use for your sodas, and it's quite good. Now, I do have to tell you a little secret I learned about the sugar that is not organic sugar. Your regular conventional sugar has been treated with lime. That's why it's white, and that is why it pours and is fine. Now, this is the thing with lime. Lime is a calcium, but it is not a calcium that is easily absorbed by the body. And so if you are eating a lot of sugar, conventional sugar, and you're getting this, not only are you getting the risk for diabetes and your glucose levels going out the roof, but you are getting a calcium that your body cannot really digest and break down. And so what happens is the calcium then gets lodged in your arteries. It causes the plaque in your arteries. It also can cause blood clots. and it can cause muscle spurs. It can cause stones, like you get kidney stones. All this can be caused from calcium that is not broken down by the body. So you want to make sure when you're eating sugar that you're getting organic sugar. And if you can't get organic sugar, because I know lots of times if you go to the coffee shops and all, they won't have organic sugar, but they will have raw sugar. So you're better off, even though it's not organic, if you can't get the organic sugar, then you're better off making your choice to be the raw sugar because it has not been treated with lime. So you won't have to run the risk. Okay, that's about all I've got to say on the subject of this, and I think it is time for us to take a quick break. So you're listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW. AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on 1150 AM, KKNW, WBLQ, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. All righty, I am the wholeness coach who shines the light on what you put into your body, but I also am the founder of the Bond Method, bonding you and your wholeness together, mind, body, and spirit. And this method that I came up with, the Bond Method, is a customized program that enables you to have optimal health and wholeness. experience the law of attraction like never before, and manifest abundance. Now, the thing of it is I want to talk about this customized program, because you can find lots of programs out there that treat the person, every individual, as though they are the same. And usually what happens is no two people are alike. And so what works for some person might not work for you. So it's very important to have a customized program that works for you so that you get the benefits you need out of it. And one of the ways I do that is because I deal with the mind, body, and spirit, and they're not separate. They're all whole. That's why it's bonding your wholeness together. They all work together. And when one is out of balance, the another thing is going to be out of balance. So when your body's out of balance, your mind's going to be out of balance, because your mind's going to be focused on trying to get you back into balance so that you feel good. And if the mind's all preoccupied with that, then it's not going to be able to focus that much on your spirituality. Now, that's not to say people who are chronically ill cannot reach enlightenment or be evolved in that way, raise their energy levels. They can, and there's cases where they have. The only thing is that it's harder. It's a lot harder, you know, when you're having to think about that. So if you don't have to, then it's good. Or if you can do things with your body, if you're chronically ill, that would alleviate the pain or alleviate the suffering, then you can move forward. Your mind then will come off of it. And so that is why I developed this program, because we're moving into the new dimension, or the fourth dimension, as everybody's been talking about since 2012. And people are kind of confused with it, kind of not knowing what direction they should go in, because, my goodness gracious, with change, there's all kinds of upheaval, and there's doubt, and there's fear. And so this method gives you your purpose, shows you what's going on, so that, and if you know what's going on, then there's no reason to fear, right? Because what's fear? False evidence appearing real. So how do we do that? Well, first of all, we've got to start working on the body if we want to free up the mind, and so that the mind can then join with the spirit. And we do this with customized programs, like I was saying. So what I like to start off with is analyzing the person's diet, what they like to eat, that kind of a thing. Because we all, I think, have realized or come to this awareness that what you eat determines how healthy you're going to be, for the most part. And that if you are suffering from some kind of health challenge, you can lots of times remedy that by changing your diet and eating foods that are good for you and that are healthy for you, or that address the health issue that you have. And so diet is very important. So that is one of the first places that I like to look. And so when my clients come to me, I have them keep a food diary for 3 days. And this is not something that's judgmental. I'm not going to sit there and look at it and go, oh, you ate too much sugar, or, oh my gosh, and slap your hand, or, oh, you've had too much coffee, or, oh, you've had too much alcohol, whatever. It doesn't matter. The reason why I do this is so that, number one, I can see what your food preferences are, because if I'm going to be recommending a nutritional or diet change, if I'm recommending a whole bunch of foods you don't like, you're not going to eat it, and the compliance isn't going to be there, and it's not going to help you at all. So this needs to be analyzed and assessed so that I can see what foods you do like to eat, where things need to be tweaked. And if you do like to drink more coffee, or maybe too much, if you can't cut back some, then what can we do to counteract the effects of too much caffeine? If you like to eat a lot of breads and pastas and things like that, carbohydrates, what can we do to counteract that? You know what? And so that's why that's there. And so by doing that, then you learn how to eat healthier for your body. And there's all kinds of things that go into dietary preferences, not only what you like, but then you've got to look also at the cultural aspect of things. Or are you from the United States? Are you from Europe? Are you from India? Because the culture also plays into it a lot, and on to food preferences, and also to what your body can tolerate and what you've been brought up and raised with. So all these things are looked at. And then a customized dietary program is recommended based on what your body needs. Now, another thing you have to look at is the nutritional value of the foods that you're getting. And are you deficient in nutrients? So what I like to do, instead of sending you out to get a bunch of blood tests, that quite frankly, I, in my 20 years of experience, have realized, and a lot of people won't totally agree with me on this, but they're not always accurate, the blood tests. Yes, they'll show me that there are some nutrients in your blood, but that doesn't mean that it's getting into your organs, into your system. Yes, there'll be nutrients in your urine, but that does not mean it's being absorbed through the body. All that means is that it's being taken out. You know, you're peeing it out. So it's, it doesn't mean it's in the body, okay? And your body's absorbing it and you and utilizing it. So what I do is a biochemical analysis. And what this is it's a series of questions. Because if you're lacking certain nutrients, if your hormones are out of balance, if you are suffering from heavy metal toxicities or parasites, then you're going to feel a certain way. And so I use that to help me analyze to see what nutrients you are not absorbing, what you're lacking, to see if you have heavy metal toxicities, to see if you have parasites, to see if your hormones are out of balance. Now, you usually don't have to take a test to find out if your hormones are out of balance because you know pretty well when your hormones are out of balance because you don't feel very good. But anyway, it analyzes that and it shows me. So we can be pointed into the correct direction, what nutritional supplements you need to remedy these situations so that you do feel on your game, that you can have the most energy, and you can feel optimally healthy and go out there and tackle the world instead of feeling sick all the time and fatigued and tired and having pains in your belly and having emotional turmoil because your hormones are all out of whack. So we get all that straightened out. So you get a customized nutritional program as well. So you've got a customized dietary program, you've got a customized nutritional program. And if we need to do the detoxes, then we need to, if you have heavy metal toxicities or parasites or other types of toxicities, then we do need to do a detox. But it's not a one detox fixes all type of thing. It's done customized to what you need again. So everything is very customized. Then again, we have to look at your lifestyle. And some people are more sedentary than other people, and that is analyzed, okay? You do need exercise. Everybody needs some form of exercise. And this myth that you can be physically fit and lose weight without exercising is not true. And a lot of people try to sell weight loss programs based on that if you eat this and if you take Tylenol and CLA, you're never going to have to exercise again in your life. The weight will just fall off. And that's not true, because Tylenol and CLA actually tell you the honest God truth. If you research it, you'll find out that it's safflower oil. That's all it is. And safflower oil does not help people lose weight, okay? Now, the interesting thing is that everybody who I put on my program without exercising, because a lot of people have health challenges and they can't exercise, is they have lost weight. And they all say to me, I can't believe I've lost weight on this program and I haven't even exercised. Can you imagine how much weight I would lose if I was to exercise and do this program? And I said, well, that's where we're trying to get you to, is get the body healthy enough again so that you can do some exercise and lose this excess weight that you need to lose. So we develop customized lifestyle programs, and this is depending on what type of exercise is best for your body, which is suited best for your body. What type of relaxation exercises should we be doing that's best for your body? Now, lots of people think that the only way that they're going to be able to relax is through meditation, and everybody throws meditation down everybody's throat that, you know, that's the only way you're going to really get the parasympathetic nervous system engaged is through meditation. And a lot of people can't meditate. And I am a meditator. I've been meditating for 20 years, and I understand that. And there's been times in my life when I haven't been able to meditate because I've been going through too much stress. And this is a natural thing. Not everybody can meditate in the traditional sit down, say a mantra, or focus in on your breath or whatever for 15 minutes to an hour a day. But there's all kinds of different forms of meditation. There's also all kinds of different forms of relaxation that you can do that will engage a parasympathetic nervous system. And in this day and age, it's very important because we all are operating, most of us, in the sympathetic nervous system, which is the one that is the high stress. It's a fight or flight, so you get your cortisol going, which, by the way, puts on a ton of belly fat and is really hard to get rid of. The only way really to get rid of that type of fat is to engage the parasympathetic nervous system. So how are you going to do that? We all, you know, a lot of people are stressed out. They've got kids, they've got full-time jobs, or they've got jobs where they're working 70 hours a week, and then they've got a family they've got to take care of, and on and on and on, and they don't have time to take care of themselves. So how are they going to do this? Well, this is what I do. Is I go in there and I find a relaxation technique that works for you. So we're going to have to take a quick break. But when we come back, we'll talk more about what I can offer you. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Tune into Intuit University. Compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2811. For the Sandy Brewer Show.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. As a former research statistician, my scientific background is what many would call sensible. For more than a decade now, I have been working in the field of energy medicine, facilitating sessions and teaching around the world. People from the mainstream often ask me, how did a sensible woman like you end up working in such an alternative field? Implicit in their question is the underlying assumption that the field of subtle energy, such as energy healing and intuition, isn't sensible. But I believe it is very sensible. Even scientists are able to measure aspects of this. Approaching life from an energetic perspective brings us new opportunity for healing and transformation. And from a practical standpoint, even if you can't rationally explain how something works, if you experience a shift from it, then doesn't it make it pretty sensible? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Welcome back to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality. We're talking about the Bond Method, which is a method that I have founded. It's bonding you and your wholeness together, mind, body, and spirit. And so we're talking about the customized programs that I develop for you that works with your body. And this program is for anybody who is suffering from a health care challenge, who is fed up, they're tired of things not working for them, they're tired of feeling bad, tired of being lethargic and feeling sick. It's also for anybody who wants to prevent a health care challenge, because this will definitely help keep you your health optimized, so that the risk of you developing a healthcare challenge would be very low. And it's also for people who just, they feel like they're healthy, but they don't really all the time feel on their game. There's times when they feel lethargic. You get your mid-afternoon slump. You would like to perform better, be more alert. You have some mind fog. You need to focus more. You want to experience more out of life. You want to have more abundance, more opulence, more happiness, more joy, more peace of mind, more knowing what direction you need to go in, all that kind of a thing. And so this customized program that I've developed will help you with that. So we were talking about, first I do customized nutritional programs. I do a customized supplemental program, customized detox programs, and customized lifestyle programs. And then we come up with the customized remedial measures to help you overcome the challenges that you are facing. So once we take care of the body, then we can start focusing in on the mind. And the mind and spirit are actually connected together. Everybody was put on this earth to do one thing. And that one thing is to evolve, to reach enlightenment. That is the only reason why you're put on this earth. So I'm going to tell you, that's the reason why you're here. So there you go. So that's been solved. But what happens is your soul has to evolve. That's the reason why you're here. And into this enlightened state. And we come in with lessons. We're born with these lessons that our soul needs to learn in order to evolve to reach the enlightenment. And so until you learn those lessons, you're going to be caught up in a lot of drama and things not working, and you don't understand what's going on. So a lot of emotional issues happen as a result of that. So what I've done is developed a program that helps you see what your soul's lesson is to learn in this lifetime. It doesn't matter what happened in past lifetimes. Yes, that stuff can carry on, but over into this lifetime, but not necessarily. Because once you learn the lesson that you were put on this earth to learn in this lifetime, everything else fades away. You weren't put on this earth to learn a lesson from a previous lifetime. You were put on this earth to learn a lesson from this lifetime. So that needs to be analyzed. And I have come up with a program that helps you realize that and helps you get rid of the emotional issues that are holding you back. And a lot of people, myself included, have them. And this has, I've seen this work from not only for myself, but also for my clients and a lot of other people that I have done this program. So, like I said, I've been doing this for 20 years, and I've seen a lot of what works and does not work. And that's why I developed this, because, and also I've tried a lot of things myself too. And I can tell you, I haven't always made the wisest decisions. Yeah, like the time I decided to do the no-fat diet. Oh, my word. Yeah, that was a big deal, because everybody thought that fat was, if you had a high-fat diet, that that caused heart attacks. And so what you had to do is you had to not eat any fat. So you couldn't eat any more than 10 to 12 grams of fat a day. My word. Can I tell you, that is not an easy diet to follow, number one. And number two, because I wasn't getting enough fats, my hormones were out the roof. My mood, oh my God, my mood swings. I mean, people did not want to be around me. I didn't even want to be around me. I mean, it was ridiculous. So I had horrible PMS. It was just crazy. And then I learned real quickly, because this wasn't working so well, that that your body needs fat, actually, in order to function. And you do need fat. You need 33 to 35 grams of fat a day, but it's got to be healthy fats. and so I learned that, no, if you eat the healthy fats, no, you're not going to gain weight. And once I started doing that, then my hormones settled down and everything was fine. And, you know, I was bearable. But anyway, that's just one of the mistakes that I've made. But I've made quite a few, and I've learned from them. And they say that that if you want to be a healer, that that you yourself go through a lot, because you learn from the experience what it's like to go through these challenges, and then you can help other people get through the challenges. And so lots of times with healers, you'll find that in the beginning they have kind of a rocky road, but they've learned from it. And the reason why they had the rocky road was so that they could learn from it, so that they could help other people get through their rocky roads. So that's what it is. So when we have all this settled in balance, when you have your body back in balance and your mind back in balance, and you've gotten rid of, and you've seen the emotional issues that are holding you back, and you realize what your purpose in life is, what your life lesson is, the lesson of your soul to learn in this lifetime, then you can learn, because you've reconnected now with your higher power, and you've learned who you really are and what you really are, then you can start to learn how to manifest abundance. And this is the part that a lot of those self-help books on manifesting abundance leave out, is that if you've forgotten who you are and where your abundance actually comes from. And so once we reconnect with where our abundance comes from and we realize that, then our life does start to shift, and we can start to manifest the life that we dreamed of. We can find happiness again, joy again. We can find opulence and abundance, and however that looks for you. We have good relationships with our spouses, our significant others, with our children, with our families, with our neighbors, with our friends. And life is no longer hard. It's no longer so challenging. We can see what's real and what's not real. And we can move forward and set our intentions. And by setting our intentions, we see them manifest. Not setting our intentions and doing a bunch of affirmations, positive affirmations, hoping and praying that if we do that enough, then then they'll come true, only to see that they don't come true. And then we're told, well, you need to feel it, and you need to visualize it. And so we do all that. But still, nothing happens. They don't come true. So this is what I've learned is the secret to really manifesting your abundance. And that is in recognizing where your abundance comes from, who is actually responsible for it. And lots of times we do have a lot of success. We can, through our sweat equity, go out there and work really hard and manifest a lot of money if we want to. Sometimes there's cases when that runs out, though. And a lot of people went through a shift. We went through an economic downturn in 2008. And a lot of people lost their retirement. They lost their homes. They lost their jobs. And they're sitting there going, okay, I'm out there. I'm working. What happened? And you can either do one of two things. You can go into victimization and despair, which will get you nowhere. Or you can say, what was the lesson here? What am I supposed to learn from this? And we had to go through this shift in order for people to wake up and say, okay, this is not working anymore. I can't trust the government to provide for me. I can't trust my corporation to provide for me. I can't trust the medical society, the current healthcare system to provide for me. So what's the answer here? Well, what that does is that forces you to go back within and see where your true abundance comes from. And what we're doing is we're shifting into the fourth dimension, which means the old ways of doing things is not going to work anymore. It's the new way of doing things. It's connecting with your higher power, your reason for being here. And you come from a heart-based mentality instead of a physical-based third-dimension mentality. And that you learn that true abundance comes from doing everything with love, being nice to your neighbors, being nice to your coworkers, being nice to your clients, being nice to your spouse, your significant other, your family, your children, your friends, everybody around you, so that there's no discord, so that you can let the energy flow from your higher power through you and to manifest abundance in your life. And that's the key. We have to take a quick break. You're listening to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a New Reality. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk. The world is happening.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now. Our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Are you ready to have all your relationships work for you? Those with your family, friends, and coworkers? Perhaps with a lover? How about with your body and your money? Ask Susan, relationship counselor, life coach, and access consciousness facilitator. Susan Lazar Hart has assisted thousands in creating relationships that truly work for them. Ask Susan, a monthly telecall where you can be heard and receive simple tools to apply to all your relationships. AskSusan.net. That's ask-susan.net.
Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Tune in Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond.
Find light in the beautiful sea. I chose to be happy. You and I, we're like diamonds in the sky.
Oh yeah, baby. We're all like diamonds in the sky. Welcome to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on 1150 AM KKNW Seattle, WBLQ Rhode Island, New York, Connecticut, and TransformationTalkRadio.com, to name a few. All righty, you're back to the Michelle Bond Show, and we're talking about shining like a diamond, baby, because that's what everybody is, or are. Is that right? Did I say that right? Everybody's a diamond, okay? So how do we shine bright like a diamond? Okay, well, we were talking about that a little bit before the break, but now it's time for our philosophy tip of the day.
And now, the Michelle Bonds philosophy tip of the day.
Okay, this philosophy tip of the day comes from the I Am Discourses of the Saint Germain Foundation, and this is book number 3. And these are the discourses from the Ascended Master, Saint Germain. I think you guys will find this very enlightening. Okay, he has to say that when you really recognize and accept the mighty presence of God in you, there are positively no adverse conditions. So we're talking about adverse conditions, about staying calm. How do you do this? He says, stop, I say to you, giving power to the outer conditions, persons, places, or things. And in the name of God, every time you find yourself starting to say, I am sick, I am broke, I am not feeling well, instantly reverse this fatal condition to your progress and declare silently with all the intensity of your being, I am, which is all health, all opulence, perfection, happiness, peace, and the power to recognize perfection in yourself and everywhere else. So you say, I am all health, I am opulence, I am perfection, I am happiness, and feel it. So you say, no. Anytime if you find yourself saying, I am sick, you don't say, I'm sick. You say, this body's sick, or this body's not feeling well. But never say, I am sick, because that gives it too much power. Because when you want to manifest something, you're calling on your higher power, which is your I am. And if you give it power to something you don't want to manifest in your life, then there you are. How are you ever going to manifest what you do want to? So you put the words I am and feel that in front of whatever it is you want to manifest, whether it be health, perfection, happiness, or peace. Now he goes on and says, when you think of the expression I am, it means that you know you have God in action expressing in your life. Do not let these false expressions continue to govern and limit you. Continually remind yourself, I live, move, and have my being and all outer expression in the full opulence of God made manifest every moment. And thus reminding yourself of this invincible, unconquerable presence, you keep the door open for its pure, invincible essence and intelligence to weave into your outer expression that wondrous perfection. I plead with you, dear ones, everywhere, do not continue to use these wrong expressions, thinking that in some hocus-pocus way you might slide past reaping the results. It simply cannot be done. So there you go. That comes from Saint Germain. That's what I've been talking about. So he goes on to say, God is the giver, the receiver, and the gift, and is the sole owner of all the intelligence, substance, energy, and opulence there is in the universe. If the children of God would learn to give for the joy of giving, whether it be love, money, service, or whatever it may be, they would open the door to such vast opulence that it would be impossible to want for a single thing in the outer expression. The unfortunate thing in humanity, which has caused such rampant selfishness and unprecedented condemnation of each other, is the idea of claiming ownership to those wonderful blessings of God. For there is but one love acting, one intelligence, power, and substance, and that is God in every individual. The warning that should be placed before every student and individual is to guard against the desire of the outer self to claim power of its own. If in every act of the personality God were given full credit, transformations unbelievable could not help taking place in one thus giving full credit and power where it belongs. So you've got to give your full credit and power to your higher power or God, because that's where all your good and opulence comes from. So if you were out there manifesting abundance by working hard and thinking it was all coming from you, well, sister and brother, I got a story for you. It's not coming from you. It's coming from your higher power. And lots of times we find that that ends. And that's what happened in 2008. A lot of successful, very affluent, wealthy people lost a lot of money and a lot of their opulence. And it's because it ran out, basically, because they forgot where it came from. So you've got to remember where it came from. And if you remember where it came from, then that'll help you the next go around to get it back. There's no sense in giving up and becoming a victim. Just say, hey, what was the lesson here I needed to learn? Where does my opulence come from? And then when you start calling on that higher power, it'll be a lot easier the second time around, because it's really God wanting and desiring everything that you're wanting and desiring, because there's no separation. All right, so he goes on to say, Saint Germain, there has rarely been a correct understanding of supply and demand. There is positively abundant supply, omnipresent, but the demand for it must be made before the law of the universe permits it to come into the expression and use of the individual. So you're demanding what you want. The individual, having free will, must consciously, with full determination, make the demand, and it cannot fail to come forth into expression, no matter what it is, so long as the individual holds an unwavering, determined consciousness. This simple statement, used with sincere determination, I am the great opulence of God made visible in my use and right now and continuously, will bring to the individual all he can possibly use. So again, that statement is, I am the great opulence of God made visible in my use right now and continuously. If you say that with determination, that will help to bring the individual all you can possibly use. The limiting element so many students seem to be unaware of is that they start out declaring the truth, for instance, as in the above statement, but before many hours have passed over their heads, they were to analyze themselves conscientiously, they would find in their feelings lurking doubt or fear. So you've got to say that and mean it. Get rid of the doubt or the fear. But that's where I can help you, is get rid of that. For both these are feelings. Naturally, this neutralizes to a large extent the constructive force that would quickly bring about the fulfillment of desire or demand. Once a student can become fully aware that every right desire or wish is God in action, propelling his energy forth to full accomplishment, and is always self-sustained, he would become aware of the limitless love, power, and intelligence that he has with which to accomplish any given purpose. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. That is one of the secrets to manifestation. All right, to see how I can help you with your life, get it back in balance, manifest abundance, be healthy, happy, whole, visit themichellebondshow.com. The Bond Method is there. Or you can call me at 425-412-0202. Now, I'm going to be on the air again at 2 o'clock, where we're going to be talking about animal nutrition, because just as it's important for us to have good food, it's important for our pets to have good food. So make sure you stay tuned to the show at 2 o'clock on TransformationTalkRadio.com or WBLQ. All right, you guys, I wish you many blessings. Have a prosperous week, and thanks for tuning in. Goodbye.
You've been listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Visit themichellebondshow.com for more information.
Are you interested in learning about how to add more eco-conscious living into your life? Amy Tuwillis, broker and owner of Rhino Roz Realty, is dedicated to helping people buy and sell healthy homes. She strives to educate people on incorporating more green features into your environment. Rhino Roz Realty wants to be a resource before, during, and after a transaction. Whether someone is buying or selling a single-family home, multifamily, condo, or investment property, Rhino Roz can provide the service and knowledge that is needed to make informed decisions. For a free market analysis or more information about greening your home, contact Amy at rhinoroz.com, R-H-I-N-O-R-O-Z.com, or call 206-508-1250. Rhino Roz Realty, charging on your behalf in the Northwest.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Tune in Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Are you a health-conscious, spiritual woman who is just tired of struggling with food obsession, emotional eating, and constantly having to struggle with weight and food? You aren't alone. The secret is within us, often in releasing internal resistance and blocks to our own success. To learn how to end the war with food and your body now and find peace, go to eatlikeagoddess.com for your free audio. Break free from food obsession and lose weight without trying. That is eatlikeagoddess.com.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.